Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of our family, to all of our friends, to those of you that are tuning in on tonight. We are Scribal Tech Services, and we are just so excited to be with you all. I see some people that are here with us already. If you can just comment and just let us know where you are tuning in from. Let us know. Give us some greetings on tonight. And again, we are just excited to be here, excited to just share a little bit about who we are and what we have been doing over the past several months, and also what is to come. And so just to start off by sharing a little bit about who we are, at Scribal Tech Services. It's really interesting how the story began, how we all came together. And it's literally just divine connection and literally that just the hand of God, the grace of God, the favor of God that has brought us together. And so first, I guess let me start off by introducing some of our team that is here. So in your top right, we have Ariel.
Hey.
And in our bottom right, we have Christy.
Hey.
And underneath myself, we have LaMisha. And so how we got started, my goodness, it literally had been some things that had been kind of stirring in my heart. You know, I was a part of one collaboration with my one sister friend, Mashani Allen, and we came together and we published over 400 devotional journals on Amazon earlier this spring, maybe early this summer. And so just things began to really stir within myself about preserving content, about having a repository for messages. And one of the things that the Lord began to share with me was that he asked me a question. He said, what if Dr. Miles Monroe never published a book? Mm-hmm. And we all know who he is. Yeah. And we are all still benefiting from his teachings and from his books and all that he has published. And so as this thing began to really turn over in my spirit, I began to share some things with Ariel, and it was just like, yeah, I think that this is something that we can do. And of course, I'm going to have LaMisha and Christy share how they got connected and then how we all connected together here at Scribal Tech Services. So, Mish.
Yes, Mish.
Go ahead, Christy.
Oh, okay, because I was waiting on her to speak.
Yeah.
like you said, divine connection, right? Because it actually wasn't even planned for me to meet LaMisha. I was just in Clubhouse one morning, you know, seeing what rooms were up, who, you know, what stage I was going to maybe speak on or what audience I was going to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And I'd gotten in one room and got out of it, ended. And I saw one of the titles of the room said Winning Wednesday. And I was like, oh, okay, so I'm going to go in that room. I get in the room. It's LaMisha and then there's me. And she invites me up to the stage. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll just go up and introduce myself. So I get up to the stage. It's just her and I in there. And she's, you know, telling me what the room was about. And we just, you know, we just chatted maybe for a couple of, not even a full minute, couple seconds. And I put my phone on mute and I start talking to my husband. And I hear her say, you know, I'm pinging people in and nobody's showing up. You know, I know that they know the room is going on. I don't know where they are. Everybody's got something to do. And so I'm like, I came off mute and I'm like, hey, well, whenever they get in here, you know, it's fine. And then someone came in the audience. She spoke to them, but it wasn't, you know, I think someone that was supposed to be on stage. And so she just quickly spoke. We sit there a couple of more minutes. And then she's like, so I'm reading your bio and I see, wait, are you like publishing or what do you do? And so we get in this conversation about what it is that I do. And she's like, oh my God, I have this friend who's doing something, you know, similar. She was like, oh my God, but I really would like y'all to talk because I feel like it would be a really good connection. She was like, because I think, you know, y'all can kind of work together. I was like, okay, well, you know, just let me know, send me the information. And so she sends me your information, Shelby, and she's like, okay, we're going to get on this Zoom. And I don't remember like the details of like getting onto the Zoom other than I got on and realized with you, we had so much in common. Mm-hmm. Like the ideas I had were ideas you'd already had, experiences I had when it came to like writing and the habits that we had formed around writing and the content. It was like all aligned, right? It was like, oh girl, I do the same thing. Oh, I do the same thing. Even the fact that we had that small conversation about, you know, I was in the military. Oh, I was in the military too. You was in the military too. Girl, it was like, God, really? Like, I end up in a room with one person who's waiting on other people and they never showed up. Really just to connect me to you so that we could end up here. It was like divine connection and a divine assignment for a greater purpose. Now, I mean, now we know for a much greater purpose. But
right.
In a nutshell, look, Lamisha's in now. Like, I know she has like her side. So like her perspective of it, we'll probably, you know, go ahead and round it off. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
a divine assignment all day.
All day long.
What you say, Mish?
Man, it was just, I didn't even see it coming. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, do my thing. Like, you know, I got to show up. I got to make sure I keep myself posted where I need to be. Child, I didn't know we was going to be here today.
She's like, look, I was just doing a winning Wednesday. I don't know how it ended up here, but mm-hmm. It did. I will say, though, Shelby, it moved really quickly. Like, once we said, okay, Lord, we're going to do it, and we got mm-hmm. a plan together, it just kind of took off from there.
It really did. I've never experienced something like momentum yeah. move this fast. Like, it was like literally from the time that the Lord began to speak it to me. And then from the time that I literally was like, okay, I think that I'm hearing this name called Scribotech Services. Until we started actually working, it was less than like 6 weeks, like yeah. a full business. And yeah. literally every time we come together, God always just blows on it.
Every time.
And he gives us something else to do. And, you know, one of those things that, you know, as I talked about earlier, when I talk about the purpose of us coming together, it was initially on the fact of preserving, protecting, and building legacy repositories for ministry leaders. Yeah. But it has even went beyond just ministry leaders. Like, we are knee deep in book publishing, taking people's content, which is what we're going to be talking about on tonight, and repurposing it for in multiple streams. And the crazy part is, literally, what, early part of this week when we met on Monday, like yeah. he began to like drop this download on us about yeah. the reason why the repurposing was so important. And yeah. the reason why the repurposing was so important is because he began to speak to us about learning styles. Yeah. And it just completely blew our minds. You know, we come yeah. together, you know, we meet, we pray, you know, we toss our ideas around. And it's like, whenever God gives us something, we're not afraid to go out and do it. And one of the things is, I know people are like, Shelby, what are you doing now? Like, you're always yeah. doing something, like, you know, you're writing books, you know, you're into wellness. But one of the things that the Lord began to show me was that the fact that I can, as a scribal apostle, relieve stress from ministry leaders through the vein of helping them administratively with some of the things that they may not know how to do.
Yeah.
Or that they may need help and assistance doing. And it was just like, when the Lord spoke that to me, like I completely settled completely and fully into this assignment. Because I understand this is something that I have been doing all along.
Yeah.
And for people that know me, that know, you know, leaders that I have worked with, they know I've come alongside. And then it's like, okay, well, maybe we should do this, or, you know, we should do this. Okay, well, let's try this. And I tell you, he really helped me to see that I was still in my lane.
Yeah.
It just looked different.
Yeah.
And so literally what we are doing, a portion of what we do, and kind of like the entrance way into Scribal Text Services has to do with the transcription. And so it helps to build those legacy repositories. And listen, I don't know about y'all, but how many of you all have like boxes and VHS tapes, VCRs, even DVDs?
Even DVDs.
I got lots of DVDs.
Lord. You know, it's like technology has moved on.
Yeah.
And I would remember asking ministry leaders, like, what are you going to do with all of that stuff that you have in there? Like, you know, at that time, it was like, you know, well, you can at least put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, and so even then, even years ago, my mindset was always in the lane of, you know, of preserving the history, preserving the revelation.
Yeah.
It's all, that has always been my mindset. And so like when God brought this, I was like, whoa. Like, wow. But I'll tell you, it's been awesome. So the entrance way, or one of the ways that you can come into working with Scribal Text Services, is that if you do have all old content that you want to preserve, that we can help you to do that. If you have old messages, if you're an author and you want to convert or repurpose your book, you know, into different learning styles for different people, we have the ability to do that. And so let us start with talking a little bit about what repurposing is. Ariel, you want to kind of jump in on that, because you are really like the one that's going to be kind of driving some of the repurpose and some of the virtual admin stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So repurposing, from my viewpoint, is literally taking what people think is old and redistributing it or representing it to others in a way that is palatable, in a way that's understandable, in a way that is new and creative, even though you may think it's like 50 million years old or whatever. It's mm-hmm. not. It's all necessary. It's all wisdom. It's all knowledge, and it's all useful. And you just have to figure out a way to make it useful for other people, and to not let it sit. Because the Lord gave it to you, and, right? Like we were created for Him to move through, talk through, speak through. But it's just different ways of getting out the messages that the Lord has given to someone, whether it be through video, whether it be through audio, whether it be through creating a course, whether it be through creating video on demand or streaming it to a live audience or anything like that. There's multiple ways to do it. It could be one message, and you can have several different ways that you can get that message out to those that need it. It could be through different social media avenues, such as Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, anything to reach whoever you need to reach, whoever the Lord has assigned you to, whoever you're called to, and whoever you may not even think you're called to them, but repurposing gives you the ability to reach those that you probably don't even necessarily always think about, but they need you. So that's repurposing in a tiny nutshell. It's bigger than that, but
that's good. One thing that Ariel said was what hit home last year, being able to reach people that you wouldn't normally reach. So many churches weren't able to reach their congregations because they were so used to being in the building. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, being home last year kind of set everyone up that wasn't prepared. It set them up for, you know, what should I do next? It kind of put them in that place where they had to question, if this happens again, how are we going to be prepared? Because a lot of churches closed their doors. A lot of speakers who didn't go virtual were sitting at their houses with nowhere to travel to speak. And so if you didn't already have something set up, it was like a scramble, you know. And even for this year, some people are still scrambling. They're trying to learn the technologies to use, what software, what app, you know, how's this work? And so this right here, I want to say too, like last year, I recorded several videos. But I remember one video in particular telling people the history that they're making for their lives need to be recorded. Mm-hmm. I was more thinking in a book sense, but I know that God had given me this strong, like, it was like a conviction of making sure that we record our history. Yes. How are we living through this pandemic? How, what is mm-hmm. your church doing through this pandemic? How is mm-hmm. your profession or your career, you know, doing through this pandemic? And are you recording it? And mm-hmm. especially for like the, for the family at home, if you're a mom, your grandma, what legacy are you leaving for your children in the generations to come? Because a lot of what we think we'll have access to later, we won't, you know? Mm-hmm. And so if you don't have something that's downloadable and mm-hmm. it's something really good that you want to leave, why not start now with recording those things? Mm-hmm. Even if it's something you have in writing, you now have the ability to take that writing and turn it into a video, turn it into audio, you know, a way to preserve it. Because mm-hmm. if it gets lost, and here, even in Louisiana, there have been floods and hurricanes, you lose that stuff, mm-hmm. you don't get it back. And it's hard mm-hmm. to recall a whole book. I'm going to just say mm-hmm. that. It's hard right. to recall an essay. You know, it's hard to recall something you've written down, especially if you've been journaling, even, you mm-hmm. know. It's hard to recall those things. And so if you've already started writing them, even if you don't have a book, but you have some type of material that records some point in history that you want to preserve, again, you need to start thinking about these things ahead of time. Another mm-hmm. pandemic shouldn't have to come and you find yourself, you know, in that place scrambling. So, I mean, mm-hmm. even, you know, that thought last year, just kind of tying into now, is like, oh my God, we were actually thinking alike. Because while you were thinking of preserving in one way, I'm like telling people, look, your mm-hmm. story matters, okay? Because mm-hmm. they recorded the pandemic and when it hit and what stayed and who died, and they recorded all that stuff, right? It's going to be in the mm-hmm. history books to come. But mm-hmm. what about the church history? What about mm-hmm. the word God gave you? What about what you have for your kids and your grandkids? Like, what about those stories too? Somebody mm-hmm. needs to record it, because if you don't and you're not here, where are they going to get it from?
Come on. Come so, on.
That's like right. that, even that part, like that just ties into what mm-hmm. you are, what God had already, you know, lined you up to do. So that divine alignment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. It's so, so divine.
Yes.
And it was so funny, because even with, you know, we're both authors, and yeah. we both, you know, help others to publish their books. And it's funny, because even when you look at the book publishing process, there yeah. were some things that are really just your strong suit, and yeah. really God has really anointed you in yeah. that area. And then it was like the things that it did, you know, that I was like anointed, and you was like, well, no, you can focus on that.
Right. You said your lane. That's your lane. That is not my lane. I do not know. I don't know, y'all. That's why we work so good together, because we know what we're good at, right? Yes. And so we can clearly look at something and be like, that's not my lane. Like the other day, Ariel was like, so y'all, what am I gonna put for copy with this picture? And it was like, she was like, look, we already got the copy for you. Don't not worry about the social media.
Right.
It's, like, it's like a well-oiled machine. Like, it just works.
It does. It really works.
You know, God showed that to us, that first project.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the way that came about, it was like it was an idea. We made a decision, put it into action, mm-hmm. and then it was like, okay, somebody's ready for y'all. I'm like, wait, yeah.
what?
Somebody's ready. Are we ready?
Yes, yes. And I do want to talk about that, you know, as well. I want to get our marketing therapist, Mrs. Lamisha Conley, up to the mic. You know, who's really been a great an asset, very instrumental, you know, in our process and in helping, you know, some of our clients to get some of their marketing pieces together. You know, what has the experience for you been like coming into partnership with and collaboration with Scrabble Tech Services?
It has absolutely been phenomenal. Like I was saying, like just months before the summer, I had my own plans. I was just like, hey, maybe I'll set out and do this, right? So I called myself setting out to do something, but every time it was just kind of veered toward, okay, look, this is kind of in the forefront. Let's move this way. And it really is divine alignment, like you guys were saying, because first of all, just to be able to work with other content creators has always been a dream, because most of the time I would do things by myself or maybe one other person, but it's like, this is so filling for me.
Oh, she may be frozen. We've got some wind here in the area, and so some of her internet has been going in and out, but we'll pull her back up. We'll pull LaMisha back up. I want to talk about, again, I want to delve into the learning styles and how to engage them, and what does that look like, you know, for ministry leaders, for authors, it could even be for business owners. What does it look like to have the mindset? Because I don't think, especially for like authors, I did not necessarily think of it in this manner, but what is the importance of understanding how to engage the different learning styles in what they are doing, and what is the importance of that, especially for the church?
I'll let Ariel speak to it first, because when we brought it up, she was like, yeah, y'all, like, she just jumped right on it.
Yeah, well, okay, because so I'm really like the techie analytical type person, which is why, you know, it's creativity in a completely different way. So yes. I was asking y'all like how to write copy for a social media post. But if you ask me how an algorithm works, I can explain it. So it's weird. Mm-hmm. So like, I understand. Right. So I understand like being able to reach different people, different ways through the same content though, because a person who learns maybe like through reading is not going to get it if you have like, a video or something, they won't necessarily get as much out of it. I won't say they won't get it. They won't get as much out of it. Whereas another person, they might need music and a video so that it syncs. And I'm like that. Like when I study or whatever, like I typically have music in the background, even if I'm reading something or I'm watching something, because for whatever reason, it works. That's how I remember. Like that's how it syncs in for me. Then there's other people who, like, logically and mathematically, like, if they don't see a pattern in something, it's not going to stick. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to speak to them and things like that. So understanding how people learn is essential to the church, because everybody's not going to listen to, they're not going to come and just listen to you preach or listen to you speak or listen to a training. You have to have something. They might need a whiteboard session. They might need a literal visual picture, a drawing with colors and all that kind of stuff. They might need a song. They might need a quick snippet of something that gets them up moving so that they can hold the information. So for us, learning how to repurpose the information and represent it in multiple ways is essential. And for the church, it's essential, especially because of our youth. Especially because of the generation that is now and the generation to come. So that's who we're preserving for. That's who we say we want to reach. This is what we're building for. So if we're going to do that, then we have to partner with Holy Spirit and ask Him to show us ways to reach the future. Literally.
We're having that conversation, Lord, show us ways to reach the future. And the people who create video games, who are creating these apps, they are saying they're asking the same question. I can't say that they're asking the Holy Spirit, but I'm telling you, they're having like these groups, right? These group meetings of how can we reach the generations to come? These children literally are coming up with devices in their hands, right? They're not immediately opening books. Even in the classroom, they're reading from their screens. And so if you feel like I'm just going to keep printing books and let that be the okay, eventually they're not going to get what you're giving them because they're not going to be picking up books at some point, you know? And so if you want them, if you want to reach the future, man, that thing needs to be audio, video, like they need to be able to even repurposing some things. If you're trying to reach, like for youth ministers, creating apps, making games and things like that, like it's so many ways to use that content to reach these children because they're not into showing up in the building even, you know, for some of them, it's like, can we just watch it online? You know, and the pandemic, again, it set us up for that. What are your children doing now that they can't go to children's church? Now that they can't go in the church and sit in the chairs and sit in the pews, what are you giving them? So now you're responsible for the lesson at home. What are you giving them? YouTube.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Unless you got youth ministry on DVD, YouTube. Mm-hmm. My children watch service on YouTube, you know, and it was YouTube Live sometimes, and it was YouTube videos because we had that technology at the church we attend. But if you didn't have it, you were responsible for making sure your children continued to get that word. And so preparing for the future, girl, that was a gem right there. That is. The ministers better get it together, okay? Because these kids don't plan on coming in the building in the next 10, 15, 20 years.
No.
Like, go to church where? In my bedroom, on my laptop. I hope they're showing up on the video because, mama, I'm not going today.
I honestly believe in, like, the next 25 to 50 years, somewhere in there. Like, and maybe not even that long. Like, it'll literally be, like, holograms and stuff, like teaching and talking. And all that kind of stuff. So this is what
we're doing it in other countries.
Right. So this is what, I mean, there's whole concerts.
Whole concerts. No human body on the stage.
Whole concerts. So this is like the area where we need to be in. Like, Lord, show us how to repurpose what you're giving us now so that we can build out for the future and continue to build on what you continue to give us. Continue to add on to that. Because if we don't, literally, like, we will die. We will become obsolete. Like, we will literally, they'll hit the delete button on us so quick. Oh, God.
What?
They will hit the delete button. So, girl. And it's not about gimmicks or trying to, you know, be relevant. Like, relevant in the sense of gimmicky. It's not that.
It's the move of God that's going into the technology age.
Right. Yes,
it could be that person that said, I don't believe in airplanes. That plane will never get off the ground. I'm not getting on that plane. And then never try the plane because you didn't believe it was a thing. Now the planes are flying all over everywhere. Every minute of the day, there's one in the sky. But there was I'm sure there were people then like, that's not going to happen. That doesn't make sense. I don't know why they're putting money into that. I don't know why they're investing in that. Why are y'all believing that? You know, and even goes back to Noah and the Ark. Why are you doing that? That doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even rain enough here for that. Like, what are you doing? That is the mentality that some people are going to have, but you just have to know where the times are going. You got to get out of that complacency. And then just thinking that, well, the Holy Spirit will give me the right time to do it. Okay, but if he gives you the right time to do it and he presents it to you, are you going to make the decision to obey and move? Or are you just going to do it when it's comfortable enough for you? Because if you're thinking about your children in the future, it's comfortable enough right now. Like, you need to be moving now. Not, when it's right for me, I'll do it. No.
Right. And you know, to even, you know, really bring that to the reality of times that we're living in, the church was not prepared for technology. The church was not prepared as a whole to go and to move into this reign. And so we have to get out of being reactive and start being proactive and really functioning as the sons of Issachar who knew and could understand and discern the times and the seasons that we were living in. This is so a part of what we do in the foundation, because it's definitely, listen, some things aren't going back to the way that they used to be.
They're not.
So we have to be okay with learning. We have to be okay with getting equipped, getting trained in how to use these resources and these tools, yep. understanding mm-hmm. how to run an effective Zoom session.
Yeah.
Y'all know that this
is talk about the Zoom etiquette, Shelby.
That is
don't do it. Don't do it.
Listen. No, because
it's a distraction.
I'm not good. It really is a distraction.
It you is. Know,
and so,
oh my God.
And so, you know, we can help to do that.
Yeah.
You know, if you may already have a team that can do certain things, but we can literally come alongside your team and to begin to teach them and to train them some of the things and the operations that we are doing. We can teach and train them some of the tools that we use for repurposing. So you don't have to try to reinvent the wheel or try to figure it out yourselves. You already have a group of women who I believe that God is going to just even expand and add to us because the assignment is so huge.
Yeah.
It's so large.
Yeah.
You know, and so if you need help in assistance with even with your conferences. So if you're hosting a conference, and this was one of our first jobs, so shout out to my success mom, Dr. Yolanda Powell. Listen, we were in a meeting and it was just like, you know, well, how are we going to preserve this? You know, what other means can we use, you know, so that when people leave, you know, that they will have access to it. Well, I was like, well, we can do that. Yeah. We can handle that. And we didn't even have all of our process in place. But listen, when I tell you that it was the most seamless process that I have ever seen, like literally we had the ability to be on site and then have, you know, the other half of our team, you know, they were in their homes. And they were handling the upload portion of it. And so it worked so well together. But these are the things that we have to start thinking about.
Yeah.
What good is it, you know, to really, you know, host a conference or to host a Zoom call? And then that's just it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And I think, too, that it also helps with, because, you know, some people go in with, I will say ministries. There's a ministry that I'm familiar with. They have notes that they give, like, it's kind of like guided notes that they give to their members before church starts. And so as the service goes on, you know, they can record in their notes. And then you also have where our ministers will make sure that there's a download or a DVD that you can purchase, right? And the same thing, like if you go to a conference or something, the speakers usually have some type of material that they give you ahead of time, or you can purchase it afterwards. The thing I liked about this is you got live material, and it wasn't just in video format that you were waiting to download. It was like legit power coming out, being downloaded to like audio, turned into words, turned into PDFs. Like it was amazing to see the words. Because I wasn't even there, but this is another thing, how live it is when you're getting it when it's coming out, right? Like you're not even waiting like later on when the download's ready, later on when the DVDs are ready. It was literally like coming in, okay, so that session was done. Okay, so that session has been made, you know, turned into audio. Okay, so now it's been transcribed. Okay, so now we're gonna put it in PDF format. Okay, so now it's uploaded. Yeah.
Literally,
it was like that. You can get it on video if you want, but you can also take the material and read it again.
Yeah.
In all learning styles, right? Because if you're not the one that's going to sit down and watch the video, you can still have those notes and go back and read them. If you're that person that maybe took notes while you were there, but you didn't get everything, oh, let me see, I can highlight that. Like it touched every area, y'all.
It did.
Everything. It was everything. I was reading one of them and was like, oh my God, did she just? I wouldn't even know, but it was like, oh, did she just say, oh, that was good.
Yes. We're all in Ohio, but Christy is actually in Louisiana.
Oh, my God. Right. Y'all, I felt that all the way here. Okay, I was a part of a conference that I wasn't a part of, but it was amazing.
It took on a whole new meaning of on demand. Like, it really did. Oh, yeah. It took on a whole new, because
Oh, yeah.
Because it was happening so quickly and because it was happening right in the moment,
and we were able to make it available that quick. It kind of floored me a little bit because I didn't necessarily think the process was going to go that quickly to where you could access it, but it did. It did. So, yeah, it really, really did.
Yeah.
And so, like, from that, it was even repurposed, I believe, into like a school setting. It was repurposed into like a class as well. So completely amazing.
Yeah. So the opportunities are really, really endless, you know, for what you can do and just really what we as Scribal Tech Services can do for you. I think maybe the last thing I kind of want to touch on before we get ready to wrap up and talk about an exciting announcement. It's just about our book publishing. And so when you come in, you come into the process of your material being transcribed, whether that is from audio to text, from text to audio, because we can even do that as well. But you come in at the transcription, and then from transcription, you can do so many different things. You can begin to use that to build your repository. And we build the repositories, of course, digitally. Yeah. Very seamless process. And then from that, you have the opportunity that now, if you want to take what you have and you want to actually publish it into a book, or if you want to make a workbook, if you want to develop a course, we have the ability to be able to do that. If you want to turn it into an audiobook, guess what? You
want to turn it into a podcast.
You want to turn it into
how many episodes we can get out of one message? Oh, Lord.
So many ways that, like, it makes us so excited, you know, because it's like, wow, like, this is just so good. Yeah. And so, Christy, how about taking us, telling us a little bit about the book publishing and even some of the projects that we have already worked on and completed and finished.
Yeah. So with the book publishing, literally it's just like just as seamless as with the transcription part, right? Because once I have the text and it's already like, okay, so that's the part. Let me say this before I get into that. That's the part that I appreciate from y'all, right? Because with everyone working in their lane, by the time it gets to book publishing, it's like smooth sailing. We might get like one or two hiccups, you know, here or there, but it's already laid out. When we get ready to go into the publishing process and they're looking at the content that's been given, y'all do such a great job at making sure that the font is embedded, the colors are right, like everything's, you know, the layout and everything is good. And it's easier when you do it that way, because if someone's trying to get a book published quickly, then you have everyone in place to go from the audio part, making sure that it's transcribed, making sure that it's edited, the layout is good. When you get to publishing, it's smooth. And then with that, Shelby, you actually, you didn't say it, but it was just like some of the questions you were asking me around publishing made me start to like create forms to make sure that the forms were filled out exactly like I needed them. Because originally I would just talk to clients and then just kind of put their information in like that. Right. But now I have a system in place. It's really good to be connected with people who have systems, because I'm not a system person. But see, God knows what you need. Let me tell you.
Yes, yes.
You are a systems person, right? And so it was certain questions you would ask me, and I would be like, you know what? I probably should write that down. And I wouldn't tell you, but like the whole time I'm like building a form. And I'm like, okay, so I have this, and this done. Now, when you submit something to me, like by the time we got into maybe like before we actually finished the first book, I'd already like finished that form. And I'm like, hey, if this form is filled out, then we can go right into putting in the information, and all we're doing is waiting on them to respond. Once they respond and say, hey, the book is a go, the book is a go. And literally what I think after I told you the book was a go, it was already maybe five or six places when I Googled the book title. It was already in like five or six places on the web. And so even from that, like that ebook, boom, it was like almost next, like probably same day, within a couple of hours, it was made available. And so just how seamless y'all make it made it easy
for me to do my part. And then that mm-hmm. connection of systems, you know, knowing mm-hmm. how to think things through and then organize it in a way where it's done more efficiently, like that in itself, yeah. just, I mean, it saves so much time for me. Yeah. But I really believe with the publishing piece too, getting people outside of just books and getting them more focused on application, not yeah. just books to read, but the application part of it, right? Yes, yes. If you stop just thinking, I need a book, but if you turn it into a workbook or mm-hmm. if you turn it into a course, mm-hmm. you still go through that publishing process, but publishing it in different formats.
Yes.
Is what's good. If you turn, and I'm gonna say this too, you know, usually like youth ministers, there's a curriculum that they have bought to teach the children sometimes. And, you know, it mm-hmm. comes in binders and mm-hmm. they come with all kinds of cards and things like that. But if you're a ministry that wants to teach your children church, your children's church, you know, the youth ministry, what is being taught in the adult church, but on their level, mm-hmm. you can literally take that information, repurpose it, go in and do, and it's like some light ghostwriting, but go in and make the language easier for the children on the, put it on their level, and then mm-hmm. create your own binders, create yes. your own curriculum, publish your own cards, your picture cards and things like that. Like you mm-hmm. can create your own curriculum for your church. And I think Scribal Tech makes that so easy because it's taken that yes. message that went on in the main sanctuary mm-hmm. Yes. or in the church. And even if you don't go, like, even if your children don't leave the service, right? Let's just say the children are in the service with you. You can still take that message and give it to Scribal Tech and turn mm-hmm. it into a youth curriculum, a come children's church ministry okay. curriculum, right?
Yes.
Now okay. you can minister to them kids on another day, you know, with the same message that they probably didn't get when they were sitting in service, because I'm gonna tell the truth. I grew up Baptist. We did not have a ministry church, a youth ministry. We didn't leave out of the service. I sat in the pew with my mom and all the other people in church. And I do not. Okay, so I ain't gonna say I don't remember any of it. I don't remember a lot of it. Mm-hmm. The services I do remember, me and my sister would preach them at home. So that was just because we heard them a lot, right? But I'm not lying to y'all. As kids, we weren't in there trying to understand what mm-hmm. he was saying. It was mm-hmm. like, when church gonna be over? Are they serving breakfast after? Where we right. going? What are my friends doing right now? Because, you know, my yeah. friends, you know, so like my mind would be all over the place. Mm-hmm. But if that word had been repurposed and put on my level, whatever he was teaching to the adults, I would have gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah. you don't have to go outside of your ministry to get a curriculum from someone else just to teach on the Bible or to find a message that's similar mm-hmm. message. You can actually give them the message, the word, the live word that's coming through your mouth in your ministry.
Come on.
Give that to your kids.
Yeah. And this is coming from someone who is an educator.
Right.
Christy is an educator. So, yes. you know, you're it's not so looking at, you're not looking at women who are not familiar with the realm of teaching. Yep. And we're definitely not ignorant to the word of God either.
Exactly.
And so okay. I think it's just it's just that place that God has us in and what he has done in bringing us all together. Mish, I think that you might be okay with your technology. Is there anything that you want to share in our closing before we do our big announcement?
Station. I know I'm gonna go as fast as possible, but this was so good. Also, you know, hey, if you out there are content creators, I'm telling you, you need to follow Scribal Tech because you never know what is yeah. going to happen. And it's just all gonna be for the good. You know, there's opportunities that lie awaiting for you. Mm-hmm. There's gonna be all types of things happening. So Jay, I would just say, hey, if you're a content creator, definitely, and that's not just, I'm not saying, you know, social media creating content. I'm talking like in all types of, you know, I'm learning about being a scribe as well, or having a sort of scribal anointing myself. I'm learning this. And so I'm talking, you know, what was that list? You know, if you're in the administrative field, if you are a writer, you're in the creative arts, you know, there's just literally a laundry list, 100 different types of things that you could be doing in the creative art field. And it's just a lot. Hey, follow Scribble Tech. I'm telling you, it's just going to be phenomenal.
Yes, yes. And this is really just the beginning of what we're going to do, going to be doing, because we are going to, you know, be having the training classes or the master classes, you know, to share some of these things. And so you definitely want to make sure that you are following us on Facebook. Go and like our Facebook page. You can follow us on Instagram. We are also on LinkedIn, and our website, www.scribbletechservices.com. So I am going to share our big reveal. Drum roll.
I had to come off mute. Can y'all hear it?
Yes, 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 yes. We are literally so excited about this announcement here. And let me see if I got this up correctly to share this. Yes. Can you guys see that?
Good job. Yep.
All right. Shout out to Kristen for our awesome, awesome graphics. She did our graphics and I kind of added some stuff to it. But listen, we are offering our first Black Friday, and we have a limited time offer and a lifetime deal that we want you to check out. So if you go to our website, www.scribbletechservices, what you will see is that there is a waiting list, because Scribble Tech, that me and these wonderful ladies, we have created some affirmation cards, some purpose affirmation cards that we are releasing. We also are releasing a writing journal, and also one of our flagship packages, the Total Repurpose package, is going up on a lifetime deal. Now, I know you are wondering, what does this all entail? Well, our purpose affirmation cards, there are 52 cards. They are designed for daily inspiration and courage. They are great for journal prompts and daily meditation. And so each of us has taken a certain number of the affirmations. And these are things that the Lord has given us based off of the Word of God. And so we are excited as a team to launch these.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to have a journal. Of course, you can't have affirmation cards without a journal. And so it's going to be a writing journal. It's 100 line pages. It's going to be perfect for your sermon notes and also for your journal prompts and your daily meditation. This will be a part of a bundle package, which we will actually announce on Black Friday. And then finally, this is the one I'm probably the most excited about, because it really goes into what we have talked about on tonight. And that's our Total Repurpose package. And this, we're going to show you how we turn one video or audio into 20 plus pieces of content. Yeah. And so basically, when you create once, you can publish every place. Create one time. That one item that you create, over and over. You can publish it every place in many different types of content. And so when you purchase a Total Repurpose package featuring our video and our audio setup, you are going to receive our lifetime monthly subscription of $197 a month. That is saving you over $200 a month for as long as you remain an active subscriber.
Yes. So listen,
we are excited about what just God has really just placed inside of us to share with you all on tonight. I pray that it has been a blessing to you all, that it has been an encouragement, and you will be able to find the link to get on the wait list. It's going to be on the website, and let me find the right banner here. This one here. So we are all about preserving, protecting, building, and repurposing your content. www.scribbletechservices.com. Yeah. Preserve, protect, build, and repurpose your content. And that is with us at www.scribletechservices.com.
I wish I had like a little jingle. Y'all want me to sing y'all a song?
So thank you all for just spending your Friday night, just a little bit of time with us on this Friday night, you know, just to hear a little bit about what we're doing and to really gain a better understanding so that you can understand our heart and the passion in which we are doing and we're moving. And just the gifts, the talents, the anointing that God has placed upon our lives. I am Shelby Frederick, and we have...
Who's next? Lamisha Conley.
And then we have...
It's me. It's Ariel.
Christy, girl.
And then Christy.
Us for your repurposing services. Oh, yeah. You know what? We didn't mention.
What's that? Did we forget
ghostwriting?
Yes.
The light ghostwriting. Okay, light ghostwriting. Not okay. Like, you know, interviewing to do ghostwriting, but like if your ministry wants to take the messages that maybe like really short and turn them into something, mm-hmm. then we offer that as well.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yeah. And that is definitely Christy's lane. She has an anointing.
I didn't know I had it, Shelby, until you told me. Because remember, I told you, okay, no, I don't do that. And I was like, mm-hmm. but I did do it this one time, and it only took me 6 hours. I didn't realize I could do it. And mm-hmm. she was like, yeah, because you got that anointing. I'm like, yeah, I didn't mm-hmm. even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
But it is. It definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah, it definitely is.
If you need a system, mm-hmm. we have one.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Ariel is the systems.
Yes.
Me and Ariel, we like creating systems.
We do.
So even if you need someone to clear up your computer, your files, we can do that. We do offer virtual admin services as well. That's really Ariel's lane. She flows very well in that. And so I just would encourage you just to follow us, stay in contact with us, because we're just beginning.
Yeah.
We are just beginning.
Guru, that's me. Like, I talk to her about everything social media, because as I told y'all before, mm-hmm. me and social media, we have a weird relationship.
That's a weird relationship, because you know the background of social media.
Yeah,
but that's so like, I know all your background, but I don't know what you wore today. I
just, right, yeah. right.
Not at all. Not at all. But yep. Nisha, okay. I will contact her quick, fast, in a hurry.
Yes. She's definitely anointed for what she does.
Yeah.
And it's exciting just to even see how God is just really expanding, you know, and increasing our capacity for what we do. And that's because we said yes.
Yep.
You know, we said yes. We heard him. We didn't sit around and wait. We moved on it very quickly. Probably so, like flash lightning, like, wow, like we are like really here. Like it was really, really quick. But it has been such a blessing, and we are really looking forward to what's to come. So again, follow us, www.scribletechservices.com. Please share this with your ministry leaders. Share this with your sister friends. Share those with people that you are in ministry with, you know, because we just want to be a blessing to the people of God. So I am signing off again. You will see our wait list for our Black Friday deals. And God bless you all. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night.
Bye, y'all.
And we will talk to you soon. Until next time. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.